from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So it's hard for me to look at Buffalo and say, okay, well, they have one of the tougher schedules of the teams in the AFC East. They're not as talented top to bottom as they were the year before, and really think that this is going to remain their division for the taking. I don't necessarily think that Buffalo is going to be like the third place division team in this race here, but even third place in this division is going to win, what, like 9 games, maybe even 10 games, right? I mean, it's still going to be a really good football team. To me, it's just going to come down to the wire where 2, maybe even only 1 win separates who's hosting from this division and who might be left out of a wild card scenario.
That is Trevor Sikkema. What do you think about that? So, in the AFC North last year, third place was 10-7. To Trevor's theory there, third place could still win 9 or even maybe more games. That's what happened in the AFC North last year. And you might, it seems intuitive, like, okay, well, if New England is terrible, they lose all 6 division games. That just sort of props up the other teams and makes that more likely. Last year in the AFC North, Cincinnati, finishing last, won 9. So you didn't even have to have that for that to be possible. Somehow that division ended up, everybody had a winning record.
Well, it really, to me, that all hinges on whether the Jets are real or not. And, you know, there's reason to think they will be. I mean, it really hinges on Rodgers and that all holding together physically for him, most importantly, and then, you know, all the rest of it. I'm not buying in. I'd be worried about a 40-year-old guy coming off an Achilles that's kind of taken on the role of, like, I don't know, king of the franchise. But they could be, they do have a good roster, you know, outside of him. They're you know, they're talented, they're deep, the skills are good. But it really hinges to me, the division being that competitive really relies on, I'm not expecting New England, you know, to even be 500, even though that's impossible now, because stupid,
it's tougher.
17 games.
It's tougher.
You have to have a game canceled or something.
Ties.
Which did happen. Ties. But the Jets, Miami, and the Bills, like, they could beat Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and the Browns from last year. That could happen. I wouldn't expect the Patriots, like I said, to be what the Bengals were last year. They're just not ready to do that. But the rest of it could be. It really, because I think Miami, even though they've lost some important guys, I still think that offense will be good enough for them to win 10 or, like, kind of have the kind of year they had last year. Beat up on the teams that aren't that good, struggle with the better ones, and, you know, they did that all year last year and didn't lose the division until the final day of the season. So it's the Jets, to me, that hold that equation. They're the key to that equation, I think.
I was reading Denny Carter today at NBC Sports, and he did a Bills fantasy breakdown, and in the end, like a conclusion, he not for his house, but bet the under on 10.5. And his take was, and I think it's certainly, it's, you know, reasonable that the 10.5 over under in the betting market for the Bills is up there with San Francisco and other top teams. I mean, Kansas City's at 11.5. This can vary. But reading Denny, he was like, that's a little bit much, a little bit rich, you know, for what's changed with the Bills. And, you know, 11 has happened a couple of times. I mean, they've had better seasons. But 10-7, which is sort of like both these analysts, I think where they kind of end up, is under 10.5, but not by a lot.
Right.
And Trevor's point about finishing third, 9 or 10 wins, I don't know. I've said this summer, this offseason, that I would be okay with that. I mean, I think for this team that's done so much winning but has had some important departures, if they got to 10 wins this year, I'd be impressed. I think, you know, that's – I would sign for it. But it doesn't sound that great. You know, winning 10, losing 7,
I mean, it
doesn't sound like much better than just barely above average.
It sounds like the Steelers, kind of.
It does. It is the Steelers.
Right? I mean, that's a – you know, I guess, you know, 10-7, what's happened around me? You know, the Chiefs were the 3 last year with the same record as the Bills. The Bills, of course, beat them in the regular season and thus had the tiebreaker. So, you know, if I'm 10-7, did I finish third? Did I finish, or did I win the division? Right? Did I beat Miami and the Jets head to head or something, but we all ended up with the, you know, the same record, but I'm the 3? You know, what's the winner of the AFC South? What's their record? Or anybody else out there? I guess I'm assuming Baltimore and or Kansas City would beat that number of wins in their divisions.
Somebody would have to.
Right. So, you know, 10-7 is, you know, not a great record, but if I'm the 3, which I, you know, I've been before, maybe that's okay. You know, I've kept the division streak going. I'm home at least for week 1 of the playoffs, and we'll see what happens, you know, in the rest of it. But it is sort of just really it's agreeing to not be competing for the 1, which has really been the goal the last 4 years.
And it might still be their goal.
It should be their goal, but I'm not thinking about it nearly as much as I was.
I am also not.
Even in 20... Once 20 got going, I don't know that I went into the 2020 season thinking about the 1 seed, but once we got a look at them and realized that they were at the level they were, like, okay, go get it. And, you know, they didn't, but – and then since then, of course, we've been, you know, sort of striving for that. The fan base has been into that. I've certainly been into that. This year, I just don't – I don't want them to not try to do it, obviously, but I'm just not – I don't feel it's as realistic as it's been. And that's sort of that step back mentality that we were talking about at the outset of the show. I think there's just a different feeling because of the uncertainty about certain pockets of the roster.
That season, by the way, 2020, I mean, the Bills just got so hot mid-season on. They lost to Arizona, and that was it. But Kansas City was like never gave them a single breath. The Chiefs had won here early that season, that – late afternoon game, and they went to 14-1 before losing their finale in a throwaway game to end up at 14-2. So I don't remember that so specifically now, just what that conversation was. It was still pretty new that the Bills were like running away with the division, if that's what they were actually doing. But getting the 1 seed always needed help from the Chiefs that
never came. Yeah.
You know, I remember watching one of these games. I look at their schedule now at my friend's house, and it was close, but they always got there.
And the following year, 21, 13 seconds year, I remember watching a game with you against Denver late in the year that like Denver looked like they could do it, and then there was a late fumble or something,
right.
And it just Melvin Gordon, and that ended that. But like that was a look at it anyway, and it obviously didn't come through.
Right, that's 2021.
Yeah.
Week 18, the win in Denver. Well, we're here at the 11-day power play. Did not expect to see the trap today.
I didn't feel like these teams had enough time to really practice.
You didn't notice Jacques Lemaire behind the blue team's bench out there? Yeah.
Oh, now I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not expect to see the trap, but always great to be here for this event. Admittedly, it's a little distracting. It's different from staring at the walls in the Duntire studio every day, right. You know, counting the seconds up top, you know, just the way my brain works here. Right. Just like I'm at a hockey game as we're talking.
That kind of never stops, really. Yeah.
This week, I know. This week we have talked to guests from Detroit yesterday, Arizona with Howard Balzer earlier in the week. Arizona, the Bills' week one opponent. I'm guessing you haven't figured out a way. You haven't yet constructed anger toward Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Still have time. But.
What I'll need to do is really go back and overanalyze to an irresponsible extent that somewhat famous speech that he, one of the first speeches I think he gave the team last year when they got to camp, that was pretty, the way it was portrayed on social media was like, what the hell is this guy doing? You know what I'm talking about? Like
I'm trying to remember.
It just was a very, there was a lot of charisma for the guy talking, you know, to trying to like get everybody dialed in for the season. I just remember it just being portrayed as, this is their head coach? Are we sure about this? I mean, doesn't have to mean a lot. I mean, it's more about the week-to-week and getting everybody ready, but he seemed like he fell flat there. So I'll get there on him. I can't stand Kyler Murray as my franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I still really believe, like, if baseball was set up in a way where he could have gotten a big contract sooner, he'd be playing baseball. I don't know that I want a quarterback leading my team who might be rather having more fun playing another sport. So that's how I feel about him. He's very talented, but I just don't – I'd have trouble buying in. I have had trouble buying in to him as, the kingpin of my franchise. But maybe he's maturing. We talked to Howard Balzer, like you said, earlier this week, and he said to us that he seems like a different dude than he's been prior to all the stuff. But
I think the question is just how good he is. I mean, he has been at times – very productive. You know, I think in terms of fantasy, earlier in his career when he ran a lot, Kyler Murray was great to have. And mostly since then, it's been a little bit of a letdown. So what kind of player, if you give him, which I would want to, maybe you wouldn't, the benefit of the doubt on work ethic and just like the behind-the-scenes stuff, again, there have been questions about him, but I don't want to assume the worst when it comes to that. Then what do I have? If I give him that benefit of the doubt, then what do I have? Put Marvin Harrison on the field. Put even Trey Benson on the field. Like McBride is my pick to be tight end one in the NFL this year. He was amazing late last year. Certain other candidates are out there, including the Bills' own Dalton Kincaid, Kelsey, Andrews, Laporta, but Pitts even. But I would pick McBride. So the Cardinals have weapons now.
Mm-hmm.
What do I get from Murray in that environment? I don't know about Gannon. I realized today when thinking of asking you, when are we going to get, you know, your tirade on the Arizona the coach? I mean, we're still waiting. I realized how little I knew about him. So he was a three-sport star at, you probably heard of it, St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland. He was a hurdler. He was a point guard on the basketball team, and he was a receiver and a DB on the football team. And then just as kind of since he got into coaching after being at Louisville, I wonder if Eric Wood knew him when he was at Louisville. I think it's maybe a year or two apart, but he might have. Then he just sort of has moved from job to job, ultimately the Eagles, and then to the head coaching opportunity in Arizona. Not somebody I would recognize if he were at Harbor Center today.
No.
I wouldn't know it was him.
No, you give me that photo of the coaches at the owners' meetings, and I'm not. He's one of the guys who'd be like, I'm not sure who that guy is.
And contributing to that is when I looked him up today and got this off Wikipedia. There's no picture of him on Wikipedia.
Huh.
NFL head coach.
Wow. We sure he's a real guy.
I mean, wouldn't you think all NFL head coaches there'd be a picture of them? On Wikipedia?
Yeah, like with a headset on, holding a clipboard or something. Like, just, you know, looking all coachy.
There's no picture at all.
Huh. That's kind of odd.
You know, if I were
dig him for that.
If I were a Cardinals fan and I knew how to do it, this is something I would fix.
Get on his Wikipedia.
Because I don't want my team's head coach being on Wikipedia without a picture of his face. Like, let's get real here. We're an NFL team. If I were Mark Dalton, I'd be out there putting a picture
of. There you go.
How long does it take to do that? Like 5 minutes? If you knew how to do it, it'd be no time at all to put a picture of the head coach on Wikipedia. That's something I would feel like is important.
I'll bet it's.
I'm gonna text Mark.
I'll bet it's as easy as just copy and pasting a photo from your. You just find a photo of him and just plop it in there. I bet it's not.
You can just walk right into that page and do that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I bet that's right.
I think that's how it works.
That's how it works. More from Harbor Center, the 11-day power play. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.